If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
We've gotten our first real look at the new Indiana Jones adventure, and I've got my thoughts on the trailer for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny right now. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle here with my thoughts on the new trailer for the latest Indiana Jones adventure that just dropped. This is our first real look at the movie. We'd seen a picture that was taken during D23, and there have always been the set photos, etc. But this is the first chance we've gotten a feel of what the movie might be about. This is just a teaser trailer, so there's more to come. But there's a lot of interesting theories and things to go into, so I'm going to kind of go into my thoughts on the trailer. I don't do straight trailer reactions here on the channel, mostly because I'm a very boring person when I watch trailers, but I do want to break down what I saw, point out some things that I loved, maybe speculate a little bit on what this movie could be about. So let's go over some highlights for the trailer. We also got that title reveal, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I know some people might think, well, that's a corny title. Is that really any cornier than Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? I think it really fits in with the feel for this franchise so far. It's going to be released next June 20th, 2023, directed by James Mangold. We knew all of that. Let's go into the stuff that we didn't know. Of course, the trailer starts out with the slow piano version of the theme song, because that's pretty much a must-have for any trailer. We get the voice of Sala. It looks like he's going to be recruiting Indy to come on one last adventure. And then this is where things start to get interesting, because we know that the movie is reportedly, at least, set in 1969, which would kind of make sense based on where we started with Indy back in the 30s. But it looks like there's at least a significant chunk of the movie that might not take place in 1969. We did see some action sequences that are obviously Indiana Jones at his current age. The scene where he's riding the horse through the streets of what looks to be New York and then down through the subway system. That looks really cool. Put Harrison Ford on a horse. I'm there to see it. Put Harrison Ford really on anything that moves, except for maybe a helicopter. Keep Harrison Ford out of helicopters. But anything else that moves, I'm all for it. And then we have the scene at the end of the trailer where Indy pulls a whip on a room full of people with guns, which is a classic Indiana Jones situation. He's definitely in over his head. And it looks like there are some new characters that also are in what is the present day for Indiana Jones, including Phoebe Waller-Bridge as Indiana Jones's goddaughter, Helena. We get a couple of brief looks at her. But there's some other things that make me think that a significant portion of the movie either is a flashback to past Indy adventures, or that there could be, as some people have been rumoring for quite some time, a significant time travel element to the movie. Now, it was reported that Mads Mikkelsen was playing a Nazi already in the film, and they said that, well, he's a Nazi in 1969, but are we really that sure about that? Because it looks like the real shot that we get of him, he's in the Nazi uniform, there's crates with the Nazi symbol. Now, these could be old stuff that's packed away back in 1969, or could it be that perhaps Mads Mikkelsen is in 1969 but goes back to World War II? What is the Dial of Destiny? We get one shot of something that may be what it is, but could it be that the Dial of Destiny is some kind of a time travel device that you are dialing time back in order to go back and change the past? What if Mads Mikkelsen's Nazi, Völler, is trying to go back to World War II to change history, maybe so that the Nazis win, and Indiana Jones has to follow him back to the past? Because we definitely see some digitally de-aged shots, and it's not just that one shot where they pull the bag off of Indy's head and it's a much younger Harrison Ford, but as I was looking at a lot of the different action shots and breaking it down, several of the action scenes also seem to have what looks to be a digitally de-aged Indiana Jones. So could it be that one of the ways that they figured out to have Indy still do these big active action sequences, we see him running along a train, maybe one of the reasons why they can have Indy do these things in the movie is because the Indy that we're seeing is a much younger Indy. And you either have Harrison Ford doing what he can do physically, or you have stunt doubles that you can digitally de-age with Harrison Ford's face that can be the quote-unquote younger Indiana Jones in order to give us the adventures that we've seen without having to worry about the suspension of disbelief of, well, how could an Indy who's that old be able to do all of these physical things? Now, I don't have inside information. I don't read leaks or anything like that. I'd heard some vague rumors that perhaps time travel was an element of the story, but watching this trailer, I think it's a pretty significant element of the movie. They didn't release a synopsis or anything with this trailer. It was just a poster, a trailer, and some backup info that we pretty much already knew about the different cast members, etc. But that's sort of where I'm banking now. That's where I'm leaning, is that a significant part of this movie is going to be in the past, and we're going to get kind of another World War II Indiana Jones adventure. Now, I'm not going to bank my expectations or my thoughts on this movie based on that assumption, because it could be totally wrong. If it is true, then I have mixed feelings about that, because you're kind of sort of seeing Indiana Jones, but not really. It is Harrison Ford, but it's not. But I'm not going to go too far down that path based on what could be a very faulty assumption. Maybe it's just one sequence of the film and the rest takes place in 1969. There's really no telling at this point. But this being the internet, I think that rampant speculation is kind of part and parcel of what we do. So I do now think that there could be a significant part of this plot that has to do with time travel. And I wonder just how much of that is going to be confirmed or disconfirmed by the time the movie comes out next summer. Again, this is a first look. We've all jumped to conclusions. I remember when the Cloverfield trailer came out, because nobody knew anything about it, people were saying it was a Voltron movie. And of course, it didn't turn out to be that. So these trailers could be playing sneaky with us and just showing us parts of the movie to lead us down the wrong path. But I think it is a very interesting possibility that's backed up by some evidence from what we've seen. There were a few other brief things that we saw. We got basically one shot of Antonio Banderas, who is in this movie. We don't quite know what he's doing, but he doesn't look very happy about it. We also get a quote from Indy that I like kind of halfway. The idea is like, I've seen a lot of things, which when you think about it, Indiana Jones has seen a lot of things. He saw the literal Ark of the Covenant. He saw the Holy Grail. He's seen the Shankara stones. He's seen interdimensional beings that certainly resemble aliens. He's seen a lot of things that jibe with a lot of different worldviews, and I would imagine he's probably pretty confused by all of it.
I've seen things I can't explain.
But that quote, I've come to believe it's not what you believe, it's how hard you believe it.
And I've come to believe it's not so much what you believe, it's how hard you believe it.
That sounds like trailer talk to me. That's pretty much a line that is written or recorded for a trailer that sounds deep, but actually doesn't really mean that much and doesn't give that much away. So I hope that the sentiment in the movie is maybe a little bit deeper than that. But if the movie does do this exploration of Indy's past, if they want to explore those themes, I'm all on board for that. I don't think you have to pretend like Indiana Jones is still the young professor that he once was. He is going to start taking stock of all this crazy stuff that he's seen. One scene apparently takes place in the 1940s or 60s version of the Millennium Falcon. I mean, that's got to be intentional. That's got to be a little bit of a nod to Harrison Ford's filmography. Also confirmed, not only the return of Sala in Indiana Jones, but the Indiana Jones punching sounds, of course, making a comeback in this movie. And I'm sure there are other little bits and fragments that you can take out from this trailer. We had a brief look at Toby Jones playing a role in the film. He's on top of this train in a sequence that, again, I think takes place during World War II, or at least someplace in the past. But there's so much left to be revealed. I could heedlessly speculate for many more minutes, but I'm not going to do it. This is really just kind of a reaction to this early look. And I think that it's going to be, at the very least, an interesting Indiana Jones adventure, because we have the realities of Indy and by extension Harrison Ford being much older, but it seems like they may have tried to institute a solve for this. Is that going to work? I don't really know whether it involves time travel or it doesn't involve time travel, but I did see those flashes of the Indiana Jones that I love, especially, like I said, that last scene before the very end of the trailer. Now, that's something that I also saw in the trailers for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which is a movie that I didn't particularly enjoy, but it does seem like they've been able to capture at least a part of that Indiana Jones spirit and the feel of those other movies. And then we'll see what happens with the rest of the film, obviously closer to release, and then next summer. But I am a sucker for Indiana Jones. I love the Indiana Jones films. I'm a little curious to see how one feels without Steven Spielberg at the helm. You're still going to have John Williams there, which is great. Overall, I'm not saying like, oh, this is going to be one of the best Indiana Jones movies of all time, or one of the worst, because that would be ridiculous. We don't know nearly enough about this movie to make any of those kinds of judgments, but I will say I didn't see anything that put me off of this movie, and it's a new Indiana Jones adventure. Of course, I'm going to be somewhat excited by it, especially with Harrison Ford on board. So I'm really intrigued more than anything else, and I'm wondering if any of these theories will come to pass. How much of this movie is going to feature a younger Indiana Jones? What do you think? What did you take away from the trailer? What did you miss that I didn't mention? Let me know down in the comments below. And as always, stay tuned here on the channel. I'm going to have a review very soon, maybe tonight for Violent Night. I might wait till tomorrow morning. I didn't anticipate making this video this afternoon, but I'm also here doing box office and other movie news, other movie reviews, awards season coverage as we get closer to the end of the year. So much stuff to cover here on the channel. Thank you so much for watching this reaction and breakdown to the Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny trailer. I'll be back very soon with more. Until then, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.